This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
So I watched that Lin-Manuel Miranda In the Heights movie. It inspired me. Today is going to be a complete musical. I wouldn't do that to you. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Monday, June 14th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, I'm not going to sing to you. You don't have to worry about that. I realize, you know, I did that little open thing, and you guys don't know that I'm a bad singer, but I am. And now you know. It's also the Army birthday today, and now you know that. Yeah, the Second Continental Congress formed what would later become the modern U.S. Army on this day back in 1775. So really, if you do the math here, the Army is actually about a year older than the country itself. Good job, Army. It was started in the American Revolution and first led by George Washington. Where are we right now? Well, they employ about a million people. Yeah, 476,000 in the Army. And then you've got the remainder there in the National Guard and the Reserve. And on top of that, there's about another 330,000 or so civilian personnel and 500 or so dogs. Yeah, 500 or so dogs in the Army. They're called Military Working Dogs, or MWDs. And they're trained in various methods of attack, detection, and patrol. 31 U.S. presidents have served in the United States Armed Forces, and 16 of those, including good old Teddy Roosevelt, served in the Army specifically. All right, it's also Flag Day today. So on the same day that they formed the Army, they picked the flag. Yeah, that was this day, again, June 14th, 1777. So it's 2 years after the Army, but same day, June 14th. Now, they didn't pick that because of that reason, but coincidence, right? In 1916, Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation that officially established June 14th as Flag Day. And guess what? If you see flags up this whole week, it's not like taking your Christmas lights down, forgetting to do that. No, the whole week is actually National Flag Week. So if you haven't done so, put one up. And the great thing about that is it's a whole week, so you got time. Try to get it up by at least Friday, I guess. Have it up for a couple minutes this week. It's also World Blood Donor Day. Now, I've talked before on the show about blood donations and the COVID pandemic and how difficult it is for some blood banks to actually get blood because they don't do the big wagons anymore. And wagons, I'm talking like it's the cowboy days. No, they don't put the big trucks, we'll go with that, out in front of the workplaces to try to get people to donate blood during the workday. They can't do that as much. They can't do the stuff at the schools. So there is always a shortage of blood. I'm going to say always. I'm going with that. I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to say that there always is. So that means that there's always opportunity for you to basically go donate blood. This day, World Blood Donor Day, was established back in 2005 with the World Health Organization and the Red Cross. They wanted to raise awareness for the need of blood. See? They need it. Go give it. You could do that before you put out your flag. But don't do this. Don't celebrate this next day before you go give blood, because it's National Bourbon Day today. You don't want to have a bunch of bourbon and then go try to donate blood. You're going to get whoever you give the blood to drunk. I'm not sure if that works that way, but if it does, maybe it's a good thing. I don't know. Free bourbon. No, let's not go there. All right. National Bourbon Day today. And check this out. Bourbon actually has an official government mandate. Yeah, Congress said that it's got to be 51% corn. It's got to be aged in charred oak barrels. It's also bottled no less than 80 proof. Congress, government mandating some alcohol here. You finally did something good for us. Yeah, bourbon's origins are heavily disputed. And, you know, I mean, come on, what isn't if you've had a bunch of bourbon? You're going to heavily dispute anything. I tried for a Guinness Book of World's Record for the most bourbon shots in 1 minute. I couldn't find anything in Guinness. I looked all over the place in the Guinness Book of World's Records. Perhaps for that record, I should have checked the cemetery. I don't know. All right, let's take a look at our events for today. On this day in 1976, The Gong Show premiered on TV, and oh man, Chuck Barris hosted the game where many people would come out and show off their talent throughout the show. And yeah, many people called him Chuck Berry, not Chuck Barris. That is his actual name, and I just did that as well. But yeah, they would come out and they would do anything from a comedy, like stand-up routine, to singing, to eating popsicles. That last one, you can see that one on YouTube if you really want to. That one was a bit controversial. They would basically perform, whoever it was, until, you know, the judge gonged them. If they made it through their entire act without being gonged, then they would get voted on and then somebody would win some money. They actually won an odd amount. It was like 500 and something odd dollars, which was basically the day rate for a actor back then. So yes, The Gong Show debuted on this day in 1976. And yes, it did have a revival series in 2017. That only lasted to about 2018 or so. Host Don Blue, a former morning radio DJ here in the San Francisco Bay Area. That's where I am. And all around nice guy, Don Blue is. He hosted for a bit. And then it went to Dave Attell. He hosted on Comedy Central for a bit. All right, on this day in 1989, Queen Elizabeth II knighted Ronald Reagan. Now, okay, why don't we call him Sir Ronald Reagan then? Well, the Sir title is reserved for Brits. Yeah, you can't be a foreigner and get the Sir title. So none of the people that have that are on this list here that I've got that are all Americans that have been knighted are sirs. Yeah, you can't officially call them Sir George H.W. Bush, for instance, or Dwight D. Eisenhower, or Bill Gates, or Michael Bloomberg, or Billy Graham. J. Edgar Hoover was knighted. Really? He probably had something on the Queen. That's my guess. Bob Hope, Angelina Jolie, Ralph Lauren, Steven Spielberg. So, it's different for those that were knighted here in the States. A knight is essentially an honorary title given by the head of state or a representative of the monarch. Okay, our next story. Yeah, I like this one. It's about Zsa Zsa Gabor. For those of you that don't know Zsa Zsa Gabor, she was in a ton of movies back about the 50s or so. She was regular on several talk shows as well, like The Tonight Show. Her sister also was an actress. She was in Green Acres. They sort of did this snooty rich person routine, which actually I think Zsa Zsa actually did in real life. Maybe her sister did too. Her other sister, actually, Magda, also acted. Anyway, Zsa Zsa, on this day in 1989, was driving her car in Beverly Hills when she was pulled over by a motorcycle cop. The cop had noticed that she had expired tags on her car. He pulled her over, ran her driver's license, and that was expired as well. Zsa Zsa heard about this when the cop came back and said, "I don't have time for this. I'm in a hurry." She took off. The cop chased her for 2 blocks, caught her again. She got out of the car and she slapped him. She slapped a Beverly Hills police officer. She was put in handcuffs. She's had to sit on the sidewalk. And a few months later, She was convicted of this. She had to do a couple of days in jail, some community service, and she had a pretty hefty fine. She was charged with evading the police battery, driving without a license, driving with an unregistered tag, and an open bottle of alcohol. Probably champagne, right? No, it was a bottle of Jack. Let's take a look at our birthdays today. Boy George turns 60. Lucy Hale is 32. And Donald Trump, he's 75 today. That's your look at June 14th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Just head over to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.